Hello, sir, how are you? Okay, thank you, how are you today? Putting you on here, I got involved in a few little things. Nice day here. Well, we're got any meetings?
Mostly things to get guidance from you on, so you're thinking. And some represent proposals. First of all, in the general subject of science, which has more or less fallen in line a lot to work with, the way things are organized, I think we have an opportunity.
This is your voluntary allocation, and you feel it should be voluntary rather than.
Well, we have, yes, sir, we have a voluntary plan that we have put into place. I'm not very anxious to have us do this allocation, but the pressure is really intense.
Exactly.
We hope that with a voluntary plan, and if we go ahead and hold hearings, and we show that we can put a compulsory plan in, that we can avoid what I think is a rather bad program that Jackson is proposing. At least we have a good chance to fight it. So that's the course that we'd like to be on, to be against the Jackson mandatory plan in favor of doing the job the way we're doing it.
You talked to Timmons about this, he feels that we should try to fight it.
Well, this memorandum came in, and I understand it has gone through all of the clearances. I'd like to address myself to. I think we have an opportunity here to change the atmosphere and change our general.
It's constantly less my sheet.
Right, with that the presidential special presidency. And I think we have an opportunity to change the general atmosphere and relationships with the scientific community.
Good.
We have, I think, quite properly squeezed the budget pretty hard, and they have felt it.
Yeah.
And they resisted it. Well, they resisted it, and then they came to see that they had to make a few decisions themselves and make some choices, and I think have faced up to their problems more realistically. I think that the era of irrationality on the campuses is passing. It has been a very bad era, and I think that the faculty, particularly the younger faculty, particularly the sociologists and so on, but some of the hard scientists have behaved in a terrible way. But nevertheless, I think there is a change there, and I think that the scientific community has a lot to offer us. They have to offer us the notion of excellence in society. On the whole, I have stood for that. That's something that you believe in and which is important to us. They have basic research to offer us, and we have a good scientific base there, and that is an important thing. Government has been, on the whole, the chief sponsor of basic science. And then I think in a field like energy, but also in other fields, but energy is one that's quite current in everybody's mind. I believe we need to try to organize a scientific and managerial combination. And nothing ever duplicates the past. It's something with the emphasis of the Manhattan Project or the space program or whatnot to really get into this energy area and try to crack these problems. And I think we could generate a lot of excitement, not just from the standpoint of scientists and engineers, but combined, as those other programs were, with the managerial talent of the country, and really try to put a package together that would be, would have drive in it, would have creativity in it, as part of an overall set of programs that would involve spending more money in this area. but not throwing it away, which would have a prospect of changing the atmosphere in our relationships with the scientists and with the first rank university groups. I don't say that for sure, but I believe that that is the case. I think some motion on our part would be welcomed, and on the whole would be greeted with a lot of forthcomingness on their part. And I thought I'd bring that up with you and see whether or not you think that's worth working on.
Go forward. It's good.
Well, I'll work on it. I'll work on it with Guy Seaver, who's on hand, and people like Bill Baker and others.
Good.
And we'll try to come in and present you with a strategy.
Yes, sir.
I think that,
and also, we need them. We need we like sets. We have read them up a few times. But that area is now my old past for a while. There are a lot of them consumed about water gate.
Sure, everybody's worried about it.
That's something else again. That doesn't worry them as much as this.
Well, I had a group come in. Guy Seaver brought in a group this morning to see me. I've been fussing with this problem since I got this assignment from him.
Mm-hmm.
And it was interesting to me. None of them brought up the water gates at all.
Right.
They brought up their problems, and I talked about our problems, some of the things we...
Well, the water gates is terrible. It's embarrassing. Innocent as well as potentially believe in the guilty between the way they thought they purposes. And it was all for chicken feed, nothing. They didn't get anything. It was just a damn messy thing.
Right.
And it's too damn bad. But the main thing is that you and your friends and colleagues and it's very hard here and stuff, but you just gotta keep your old chin up and we'll ride through it. People will abandon it. There'll be some indictments and so forth and so on. There'll be some more hell to pay. Everything we've done now under scrutiny. We of course did that. And by God, we sure had to tell you the law as soon as that we do for the purpose of the national security. We have a lot of things out there. But may I say, nothing compared to what was done during the Kennedy.
No, I'm sure that's
the saddest of all. But anyway, let me say, no, you just have to take the heat and don't let it deflect you from doing the other things.
We have one fellow. Well, I'll go ahead on this.
Sure.
We'll present you with a strategy. We will have some suggestions for your own involvement in it. I think an address on this general subject would be something very good, but there'll be other ways to get at it. Sooner or later, as we look at the 75 budget and so on, we'll have to reflect it in there, but I don't think it's going to be a big costly item. While we were talking about the Watergate business, we have a fellow in the Treasury named Caulfield that you probably never
heard of. Yeah, I don't know. I'm a great pilot. I'm a policeman, New York policeman. I met him in New York once years ago.
Well,
he,
according to the Wire stories, has testified before the grand jury that he made two offers to McCord of clemency, which involves him in whatever there is. I don't know what there is, but I've asked him to come. I've taken the attitude that he should be on leave from the Treasury while the proper investigations are going forward, and there should be no Treasury investigation. However, now we have these reports from the grand jury that are leaked. But at any rate, I've asked him to come in this evening and see me.
Well, let me put it this way. I would not have Caulfield just leave. I wouldn't just fire him because of the reports from the grand jury. I would say that perhaps you should take leave at the conclusion of the grand jury's proceedings. And if the grand jury, the person they indict, he has to leave. If they don't, instead, I don't know what it's going to be. But an offer of clemency would not be by itself is not something that would convict him of anything. It's only a question of whether he was part of a conspiracy to get McCord to shut up, and that he was therefore one who offered clemency.
Well,
it's a tough one.
I think his usefulness to the treasury is probably kind of in.
Yeah, well, I understand that. Do what you think is right.
All right.
You have a real question. You've got to deal with it right in. Talk to him about it.
And let me go
on. I'm sure we'll do what's right too. I don't remember what else the police worked.
Let me go on to the subject of the budget. And we have a lot of tough things there. We have some interesting good things. And I've got a little side suggestion for you that you may or may not want me to pursue, but anyway, we'll put it forward here. And it was interesting to me, none of them brought up the Watergate. It was interesting to me, none of them brought up the Watergate at all. They brought up their problems, and I talked about our problems at all. They brought up their problems, and I talked about our problems. Some of the things we...
Well, George Watergate is a terrible, embarrassing thing. It's true.
The things we...
Well, George Watergate is a terrible, embarrassing thing. It's true. Innocent as well as potentially guilty. Even guilty of doing it for what they thought for their purposes. Innocent as well as potentially guilty. Even guilty of doing it for what they thought for and it was all for chicken feed, not, you know, their purposes. And it was all for chicken to get anything. It was just a damn messy thing.
Right.
And it's too damn chicken feed, not, you know, they didn't get anything. It was just a damn messy thing.
Right.
And it's too damn bad. But the main thing is that you and your friends, you know, colleagues are bad. But the main thing is that you and your friends, they are, you know, it's, you just gotta keep your old chin up. With colleagues, and it's very hard here and stuff, but you just have to ride through it, but keep your old people right up to people a little bad, there'll be some indictments and so forth and so on, and we'll ride on through it, we'll ride through it, people a little bad, there'll be some indictments and so forth and so on, there'll be some more hell to pay.
Offers to McCord. of clemency, which involves him and whatever there is, I don't know what there is, but I've been asking to kind of come in. I've taken the attitude that should be on leave from the military surgery while the proper veteran investigations are going forward. And there should be no treasury investigation. However, now we have these reports from the grand jury that are leaked. At any rate, I've asked him to come in this evening and see me.
Well, let me put it this way.
I think it's usefulness to the treasury is probably had an end.
Yeah. Well,
suggestion for you, you may or may not want me to pursue, but then